Any coach will tell you their team's ability to win depends not only on the skills of individual players, but also on the team's capacity to communicate and collaborate. Yeah, it turns out that life's a bit like that too. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take a look at teamwork from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because very soon I'll be telling you about our special edition book. It's called Eliminating Stubborn Sin Once and for All, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help you do just that. Eliminate the stubborn sin that may be plaguing your life. This week on A Different Perspective, we're looking at the things they forgot to teach us when we were growing up. You know, our parents and our teachers, we were taught at school the 3 R's, reading, writing and arithmetic. And mum and dad, well, most people have parents who taught them, you know, the sort of things that you need to know. But often when we grow up, we find that we have, I don't know, gaps in our lives, things that we're just not good at. You know, we don't know how to deal with our own blind spots, and sometimes we don't listen so well. And I mean, they're the sorts of things that we've been talking about over the last few days. And we will be talking about over the next week as well on A Different Perspective. I was sharing the other day that I was blessed to have a man by the name of Graham who has been my mentor for the last 20 years or so. We often miss out on some important life skills when we're growing up. And for me, I was really blessed to have this man who has walked with me professionally and as a friend for the last 20 years who's helped me to develop some of those skills. Now, if you've missed any of the programs that have gone in the past, you can listen to them again on our website, christianityworks.com. I'll tell you a little bit more about that at the end of the program. Today, I'd like to build on those issues of blind spots and listening and talk about communication and teamwork. We have a big focus these days on our individual skills. And that's really good. I mean, people want to get more education, they get more training, they want upskilling. People want to become the best at what they do that they can possibly be. I think that's a really positive thing. I'm a great fan of education, but I wonder whether this renewed emphasis on individual skills means that we stop there. What I can do on my own is limited. What I can do as a part of a team, however, is unlimited. We talked at the beginning of the program about that example of the sporting field. You know, when a team gets out there and plays a team sport, whether it's football or whether it's baseball or whether it's cricket or whatever, netball or whatever it is, they need to know how to communicate. And that communication is verbal and it's non-verbal. I mean, one of my favourite games is cricket, and cricket is all about somebody bowling a ball and there are two batsmen, one at each end of the pitch, and they then both run and cross over in the middle when they score a run, and they both have to get to the other end to score a run. And often you see people who are run out because the batsmen don't have that depth of understanding. They don't know how to communicate whether they should run or they shouldn't run, and all of a sudden two of them end up at one end and so one of them is caught out. Good sportsmen in a team know how to communicate and they know how to collaborate. I mean, Jesus, the Son of God, came and became a man on this planet. If anyone could do anything on their own, it's Jesus, right? I mean, he's the Son of God. And yet he gathered 12 disciples around him. Peter. Peter was the leader and he was a spokesperson. Okay, he was a bit impetuous. But he was one of these people where he was in boots and all. Andrew. Andrew was someone who brought people to Jesus. Andrew was the evangelist. There was a pastoral caring person in John. They had a treasurer. He ended up getting the sack. Judas. This motley crew of fishermen and tax collectors. And right at the beginning, you know, over those 3.5 years when Jesus had his public ministry and these 12 men lived and ate and worked with him, you could see how there was friction and tension between them. And one day they were arguing about who would be the greatest of them. You know, that sort of thing was going on. And yet Jesus built a team. And this team, this motley crew of fishermen and tax collectors, this team became the apostles, the men who began the Christian church 2,000 years ago. The team nature of what they did was so important. No man is an island. We've all heard that saying. No person is an island is a better way of saying it these days. And yet when we rely just on ourselves, we're limited. But as we get communication going with other people, as we talk to them and understand their strengths and their weaknesses and say, well, you've got this strength, why don't you do this thing? I've got this other strength, why don't I do that thing? And together we will do something much greater than what we could have done individually. A team hangs together on communication, on talking, on understanding, on accepting each other just as we are, on learning to listen, as we talked about yesterday. And sometimes when we learn to listen, we hear things we don't want to hear. We hear that someone on our team sees things 180 degrees opposite to our own view. And we want to be tempted to roll over the top of them and throw our hands up in disgust and walk away from them. That's not teamwork. That's not collaboration. Within our own ministry here at Christianity Works, we have wonderful people. But we don't always see things in exactly the same way. And part of my role as the leader of the ministry is to work through those communication issues and to make sure that we're all heading in the one direction, even though we see things from a different angle. It's just the reality of life. It's the way things are. So on the one hand, we can want to discontinue our relationship or cut them off or judge people because they see things differently. On the other hand, we can communicate. We can listen. We can ask questions. We can really understand where they're coming from, digest their perspective and learn something from it and say, wow, you know, that they've got a point here. You think in a business, the client service department, the people who are on the phone to the customers, the people who are out there in customer interaction, they are going to see things differently from, say, the accountants in the finance department, who are going to see things differently from the sales and marketing department, who are going to see things differently from the operations division. People come at things from different angles. The joy, the blessing, the strength is when we build it together as a team. And that means communication and it means collaboration. I was recently looking at a company and they're a commercial business and one of its employees, this man has some real strengths and he's generated a lot of revenue for the company over the years, but he has some weaknesses and limitations too. Those weaknesses were fairly well understood and they need to be managed. He needs help and support in certain areas to do what he does well. But for some reason, one reason or another, the company stopped doing that. They stopped supporting him. And all of a sudden, he became disgruntled. And all of a sudden, he started making mistakes. And all of a sudden, the relationship broke down and he left. Had they listened to him? Had they understood him? Had they managed the weaknesses? He would still be earning the revenue for them today that he was yesterday. Jesus says, love each other. Well, that's not some kind of fluffy, woolly thing. Love is tough sometimes. Love involves sacrifice sometimes. It involves communication. It involves collaboration. It's about involving people who have different views and different perspectives in decisions and in processes. And together, we can achieve so much more as a team than we could on our own. I trust that you're really enjoying this series on what they forgot to teach us as we were growing up. Tomorrow we're going to be looking at another subject, how to build influence. It's an incredibly complex world that we live in these days. A world where good and godly boundaries are being eroded. A world where the temptation is simply to go with the flow, to give up on overcoming the sin in our lives. But that has terrible consequences. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition book, Eliminating Stubborn Sin Once and For All. Because come on, God's word is alive and active, amen? So may he do a mighty work in you through this book. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that ebook will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.